whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Hello everyone, I'm Mike Maino. Welcome to Company Break. Today our guests are the United States Life Saving Service House, or probably better known as the Coast Guard House, and the restaurant people are here. Bob and Alyssa, are here and talking about what's going on at the Coast Guard House in Narragansett. The building that was originally built in the late 1800s, wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. And Bob, you were here about, almost 8 or 9 months ago telling us about what had happened at that point, and now we're ready to find out something new.
Yes, we're getting ready for our summer season. We're all very excited about it. The decks are open and ready. We also have our downstairs patios, the east terrace, the north patio, all ready to go.
Okay, and it is a beautiful spot, and I started with that introduction of the United States Life Saving Service because a lot of people may not have known that that's what the Coast Guard was called, and the building you're in actually was built for that purpose, right?
Yes, it was. Funny, last summer the uslifesavingstation.org toured the building. There were about 50 people on the tour. And I learned a lot from them that I didn't know about. So come down and see me, and I can fill you in.
Well, you get the scoop firsthand. Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
Okay. And I understand we have a recent graduate in our midst. Who wants to tell me about that?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yes, I just became a certified sommelier earlier this year and finished the Wine and Spirits Education Trust's diploma program, which I started studying for that in 2011, so it's been a great journey.
So that's it took all this time from 2011 to now to come up to get this degree or this
Correct.
Diploma.
Correct, yes.
Wow,
that's
a long road.
It is.
And it entails what kind of things would, because the average person like myself might not know about it.
Aside from studying the tasting and blind tasting of wine, it goes on to explore the viticulture piece to it, soil types, rootstock types. It gets into the science of it, as well as bringing on spirits, which is fascinating, totally different than wine, and then fortified wine, which is another category of wine.
Fortified wine. Now, see, I'm not a wine expert by any stretch. In college, I knew there was a company called Boone's Hill Farm, but that's about, that's you probably don't have any of that there.
I don't even know if they make it anymore.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant itself, and congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
That's great to accomplish something like that. The restaurant itself is known to most Southern New Englanders as a place that has just tremendous, tremendous views. I guess if I'm describing it to someone beside the food, which we'll get into, I talk about the fact that people always walk into a restaurant and say, give me a table with a view. Now, that's something I can't think of another restaurant, maybe the Stratosphere in Las Vegas, where you sit in a table in a restaurant that circles over Las Vegas, that has any kind of more impressive views from every seat in the building.
Yes, with the renovation from Sandy, the views at every seat are amazing. We did a very good job with the building. Everybody involved got behind it, and it's an incredible view.
Now, just to remind people, Sandy was not the architect. Exactly. She was the storm that came that caused you to redesign and refurbish everything. And you were closed for quite a while to get that all reset, right? About how long?
We were closed a year and 7 months.
Wow. A year and 7 months. But it is beautiful. And if you want to go to the website and check it out, there's a virtual tour right on the website. And you'll see that I'm not exaggerating. You can just go right on the website and click your mouse around, and you can see the different seats that are available, including a downstairs patio that is now open, right?
Correct.
And then upstairs is the big the bigger space for outdoor dining. And all that's available all the time?
Yes, it is. 7 days a week, we're open upstairs for lunch and dinner. We have an open and a covered deck. We are also building a new kitchen on the deck so we can expand the menu.
Wow. All right. And so, I would be the kind of person who would want to sit out there in the rain because I just love that. But speaking of always open, the restaurant pretty much is always open. It's a seven-day-a-week operation.
Yes, we're open 7 days a week, serving lunch, dinner, and a menu brunch on Sunday.
A menu brunch on Sunday, which is a big event, starts at what time in the morning on Sunday?
10 o'clock.
All right, so tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, you get yourself down to the Coast Guard House and have brunch. And what are the kind of things that would be on the menu for the brunch?
Lobster scrambled eggs.
Lobster scrambled eggs. Wow. I didn't know that lobsters had eggs, but I'm sure. Scrambled eggs with lobster. That sounds great.
Yes, and we also do a kind of a twist on Eggs Benedict. It's called the crab and the egg, so it's crab cakes kind of set up like a...
Like an English muffin instead of an English muffin type of thing?
Right.
All right. Wow. That's different.
We also have a customer favorite. It's a noodle bowl. So in the morning with a sunny side up egg on it, which has been extremely well received.
So this is not your average fast food brunch. This is stuff an event, so to speak.
It is an event, and the special of the day is usually knock your socks off. We've done chicken fried monkfish, Eggs Benedict. They've done breakfast pizzas. Mm-hmm. So it's been a nice creative.
And does this run till about 2 o'clock, or when do you close that down and go for the regular menu?
Exactly. It runs till 2:30.
Till 2:30. Okay. Yeah. So from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock-ish, and then to... get there for the brunch, which is sounds terrific, and can't be a better place to start a Sunday. So your first Sunday in June, you should give yourself a little treat and go down and sit on the patio. I'm sure the weather will be perfect tomorrow, but you never know. But it sounds like a great thing to do. Now the menu itself, the basic menu that is in the restaurant that runs for, do you have a different one for lunch and dinner?
Yes, we do. There's some overlapping with our sandwiches, salads, and appetizers, but the more entree-like items are different from lunch to dinner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the menu itself and some of the specials and things like that, but let's get back to your recent expertise and tell us about the wines and spirits available.
Our current menu has just about 25 options for by the glass, and then our actual wine list is in the 130 bottles available between red and white. This year, I chose to bring on more options for sparkling wine by the glass because I think that is just a great celebration for whenever.
Seems to be coming up too. I mean, that's something that wasn't as popular maybe 10 to 15 years ago, but it seems to be getting more and more popular, right?
It is. And there's so many different expressions of sparkling wine, and they all match well with pretty much anything.
So now, do you recommend when someone's, or does someone, the wait staff, able to recommend the wine for the meal that the person is having?
Yes, they can suggest, and then if somebody wants to actually speak with me, I love talking about wine, so I'm more than happy to go over and chat with anybody who wants to engage me.
And we touched on the brunch. Are there things available for the brunch that are appropriate in that vein?
Yes, we also have mimosas, which are huge, Bellinis. Those are two of our most popular.
Say the second one again.
Bellini, yes. The Bellini is a very historic drink. It was actually created in Venice at Harry's Bar, and it's Prosecco with white peach puree, and it's delicious.
Wow. I missed that one. I'm not part of the Boonsville family, I guess. All right. So both of those are available with the brunch. And is the brunch an all-inclusive price, or is it a menu item brunch kind of thing? How does that work?
It's a menu item brunch where everything's priced separately.
Okay. So it's not a buffet-style type thing. It's just brunch is available, and you can do different things and spend different amounts of money. And I just want to mention, I'm sure we'll touch on it again, but I do want to mention that the restaurant, as wonderful it is and as the views are great, is still very reasonably priced. It's amazing that you could go in there and have a cup of New England clam chowder and a hamburger and not spend a whole lot more than you would in a lot of diners or fast food places. It's amazing. And is that something you work at, trying to make something for everybody reasonably priced? I know you have some things that are obviously higher priced. Lobster is going to be market price and things like that. But do you intentionally have your chefs look at the possibility of keeping lower priced items on the menu?
Yes, we made a conscious effort to be affordable. We want to be a place all Rhode Islanders can come and enjoy. We do that with our menu pricing, and also we do it with our traditional and inspired dishes. So you can come have a very nice chicken fried monkfish, or you can come and have fish and chips if you like, or fried clams, or fried oysters.
Right. So there's light summer fare, if you will, that is there for the foreseeable for the next few months anyway. So if you're out down in southern Rhode Island enjoying some of the wonderful beach atmosphere that we have down there, you can also stop in for lunch or dinner or both. So what you do, I guess, would be to go down and have brunch on Sunday, go to the beach for a little while, come back, have lunch later, and then go to the beach for a little while, come back and have dinner, right?
Sounds like a perfect day to me.
Yeah, and then after dinner, you'd get come back a couple more hours of daylight, and then and then come back for nightcap. So there's on Sundays, you have a four shot opportunity there. And it is very, very close to the beaches and so forth. It is down in the southern part, Narragansett, beautiful spot. At the building next door, and almost part of the complex, I guess, is the towers that a lot of people are familiar with, where you drive right under the building. And was that whole complex built at one time in the late 1800s, or was that two separate?
It was two separate constructions. The towers were part of the Narragansett Casino. It was built in 1885, and we came 3 years later in 1888.
Okay.
Same architecture firm.
Same architectural firm, and they look similar. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk more with the Coast Guard House in Narragansett. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with the Coast Guard House in Narragansett and talking about all the wonderful things that happen there as far as food and just a nice relaxing time, opportunity for few drinks in the evening or the afternoon or maybe even the morning, as we talked about at brunch. But we want to talk about, first off, just give people the opportunity to check you out on the website. I mentioned the website, and that is pretty simple, correct, Bob?
It is. It's thecoastguardhouse.com.
thecoastguardhouse.com. Can't be any easier than that. And as I said, it's a great website where you can have yourself a little tour of the building. You can check out any specials that might be going on or things like that. There's even a little history in there about how the building came to be and so forth and so on. And remember, Bob has already offered you can come down and he'll spend a couple hours with you talking about the architecture if you can find him.
I'd be happy to do so. I love talking about it.
It is a beautiful spot, and I want to just say once more that you can walk in. As soon as you walk in, you see the ocean, you see the wonderful surroundings, and you're right literally on the water. That's kind of good news and bad news in the past, because the water wasn't too kind a few years ago when Sandy came up the coast and ended up closing the building for over a year, almost a year and a half or so. But the good news is reconstructed, new lounge
and bar, and we made the building much stronger. It looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic, and the new lounge serves new drinks and new wines.
Yes, always seasonally changing.
And when you say seasonally changing, as we've already discovered, I'm not a big wine person. So when you say seasonally changing, does that mean that you have something different on the menu monthly, every quarter? How often does that change?
our cocktails and wines by the glass change semi-annually to go with going into the summer and then coming out for the winter, fall, winter season. So that would be, for example, going from having more reds during the fall, winter to less and to a style that's lighter for a red going into the summer, as well as bringing on more whites in the summer and doing the inverse in the fall, winter season.
Okay. And we also talked about the fact that there's some new items coming on the menu.
Yes, yes. Our lobster corn tamale is back. That is a customer favorite. It is awesome. And we also are changing up some of our main courses so that we have a halibut that's prepared differently than it was, say, from the fall to the winter. We're bringing our tuna back on. So it's a sushi-grade tuna with soba noodles, which is delicious. We have a new appetizer that's called Potato and the Lobster. And it's a potato with a lobster on top, and it's cut into three thirds. So it's a full baked potato in thirds. It's a beautiful presentation.
Right. All right. Sounds all like great things that I'm going to be interested in when I get there. I am definitely going to get there in the next few weeks because it's a wonderful spot and a great opportunity. And the upstairs deck, if you will, is that what you call it, Bob? The deck,
yes.
Right? Is that open all the time that the building is open, or is there certain hours for that?
No, it's the same as downstairs. It's open 7 days, lunch and dinner.
Okay. And the patio on the same way, that's the downstairs.
Yes, the patio the same way. We have, there's an upstairs menu and a downstairs menu, so there's different. There's a deck menu, and the menu downstairs is
so is it room. Is the upstairs menu a little lighter fare, like more, like you said, you can get, you know, hamburgers and clams and things like that versus the downstairs menu being more formal?
You can get hamburgers and clams downstairs also, but yes, it's al fresco dining. It's a little lighter fare, but we also do have some dinner type items on the menu. That's hence the new kitchen, where we're able to expand the menu. So this is going to be a little bit of a transition year for us. We'll be playing around with some different things on the deck, seeing what we can do. But the kitchen is coming out quite nice and should be a great addition.
Great. And when did that whole project start?
We've been working on it most of the winter.
Wow. That's probably something that a lot of restaurants dream about doing but never take the opportunity to do it. But you're taking the big steps, as you've taken in the past.
we've been taking them for a while now, so we're going to continue on. It's so much more about food today, and food is the forefront of a lot of things, so we're making that progression.
Let's talk a little bit about the blending of the wine and the spirits with the meal. I know I touched on it and said that you're happy to talk to people. Do you find that you need to educate people like myself if I were to walk in there and say, duh? Or do you find most people already know what they're interested in?
I would say a lot of people know what they like, and I just try and see what it is they like and match it up with what we have on our menu.
And how much of that is trendy? In other words, you mentioned the sparkling has been coming of its own lately. Is that, do you see a lot of trends where people will find, you know, they'll see something that somebody else in maybe a celebrity is drinking and say to you, oh, I want that, or new things that come up, or is it pretty well established at this point?
I think our cocktails and wines show a little bit of trending, which is, you know, I think that's a very good thing. We also do what customers like. You have to have those familiar items that people are comfortable ordering. And then some things, of course, that I've tasted through that I can't resist not to put them on the menu. And then also staff suggestions.
And how do you find those things that you can't resist putting on the menu? Where does that come from? I mean, is that
it's a myriad of either salespeople coming in to have me taste through something, or going to trade shows, or even me just finding it out on my own outside of, you know, our restaurant area. So
there's a world that a lot of people probably aren't thinking of. There's trade shows that you can go to.
Yes.
For drinking,
yes.
<All right. laughs> Well, there you go. All right. I've been to a lot of trade shows, but I never thought of one for that. Makes sense, as there is for just buying kitchen equipment, right? You can go to all kinds of things for the trade shows.
Exactly.
Okay. A lot of people ask me from different parts of the country when they find out I'm from Rhode Island, they say, oh, lobster. And lobster seems to be the number one thing on a lot of people's mind that don't have it available to them fresh. Now, how does that work? Do you buy through a cooperative? Do you go out yourself on the rocks, Bob, and grab one?
No. We buy from local suppliers in Galilee.
So it is basically Rhode Island lobster or nearby. Taking something from far away. And a lot of your menu products, are they local?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and so you have the opportunity for, I guess that makes everything fresher and better.
Yeah, and it's good to do business with your neighbors, let's say, both. And we're very conscious of that with our food and our drink. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of local suppliers we use regularly, and it's a nice marriage.
We've talked about wines and spirits, but does beer fall into the category of things where you have lots of different beers available also? Well, local beers or things on tap, or where do you fall in that area?
Absolutely. We actually have a section on our menu for it says locals only, and it's all of our beers listed out that are not on draft but are local, mm-hmm. as well as a lot of our drafts do fall into Rhode Island breweries.
Okay, so local breweries, and you come across those the same way through a distributor or through a salesperson coming in?
Correct.
All right, so you're not out on the road trying to find these places by yourself?
No.
Okay, let's see. We've covered, I think, the beer, and I think we should talk a little bit more about the wines and educate our people, since we have a few minutes here, on some of your background and what you've learned about the wines. Why is there such a huge difference in pricing from, someone unknowledgeable like myself will come in and say, oh, give me the house wine. What is the reason that you can spend as much money as you want to spend for a glass of wine? I don't know what your top price is in your facility, but it can be expensive, right?
Our wines by the glass, we've again made a conscious effort on our pricing, but we go from a low price, we have mid-tier pricing, and then we also have, somebody who wants to come in and have a glass of champagne, which champagne, as we all know, is not inexpensive, so mm-hmm. we do offer that for those people who are looking to have a nice glass of champagne.
Now, you have to know about where things are from, and things like champagne, if it's called champagne, that's from just one specific place, right?
Correct.
And that's not Rhode Island.
That's not Rhode Island. It's not California.
It's in France.
It's in France, yes.
And so that alone makes it, that's reason for that to be more expensive. Okay. And as far as the other wines are concerned, do you have wines from all over the world? Do you have Australian wines? Do you have California wines?
We do. We do have, and not necessarily by the glass, but by the bottle. We have South African wines. We have wine from Israel. We also have wines from Australia, New Zealand, Spain, France, of course, Austria.
Wow.
So we cover quite a bit of territory, Chile, Argentina.
And is there a trending in that? Is something more popular right now than it used to be? I mean, I don't know of a lot of people I've ever heard mentioning drinking wines from South America, for example. Is that relatively new, or has that been that way for quite a while?
South Africa is coming into its own because of its political environment. It was slower to adapt mm-hmm. to the world with their production techniques and everything. And now that they're starting to catch up, I think everybody will be surprised by what they can find in South Africa.
Okay. So that you can stay abreast of the world wine situation just by going to the Coast Guard House and taking an opportunity to find out what's new and what's exciting. Let's talk a little bit more about the menu itself and the things on the menu. Standard fare, you can get a steak, mm-hmm. being generic. You can get a lobster, being generic. But let's talk about some of the other things that are there. Tell us about some of the variances.
Well, we offer a salmon, North Atlantic salmon, that's prepared with a Bulgur-style tabbouleh, which is delicious. We also have referring to your steak, we offer a strip and a filet on our menu. And we also have a mussel appetizer that's great, a lamb appetizer with that's kind of like a tzatziki style. We have a tuna sandwich that is new this year to our menu, and it's made banh mi style, which is a Vietnamese style. That is, it's an ahi served rare with some Korean honey spread. It's delicious. We're offering this year, which we didn't last year, is Rhode Island clam chowder on a regular basis because that was by customer demand, and our lobster bisque. So
lobster bisque. Rhode Island clam chowder, which
on,
a lot of people
aren't saying it right.
What's
you
that?
Say, you guys aren't saying it right. You have to say chowder.
Chowder. Okay, you got your chowder there. Now there's New England clam chowder, which most people are familiar with being the white, creamy type of clam chowder. You have that available, and then there's Manhattan, which is the red, hypothetically, if I'm remembering correctly, and then Rhode Island is almost on the clear side. Is that how yours is
Correct.
Served? All right. And what's in, do you know what's in Rhode Island clam chowder? Because there's actually an old song. You may not be aware of this. There's an old song called Rhode Island Clam Chowder Stew. And it talks about in the song about how to make it, you know, chopping up this and chopping up that. So is it basically just a clear broth?
It is a clear broth. It's basically New England clam chowder without the cream.
Okay, so that's the best explanation I've heard. New England clam chowder without the cream. Is that because back in the days Rhode Island was cheap?
I'm not sure, but it's more healthy than
mm-hmm. than the other. Okay, so you can get your Rhode Island clam chowder and the New England clam chowder. You don't mess with those New Yorkers, right? No Manhattan, right? And available, all right? Good.
Nope.
All right, good. We got that straightened out. So appetizers, things like clams on the menu, various kinds of clams on the menu in that vein too?
Well, we have raw bar is huge. So we have oysters, clams, ginormous shrimp cocktail, as well as we're doing lobster cocktail this summer, which is also something new that we haven't done in the past.
And that is just like a served similar to a shrimp cocktail? Is that what you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
But instead of shrimp, lobster, obviously. All right.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. And we have fabulous desserts, which I know we haven't talked about desserts yet. Okay. We make all our desserts in the house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can't say homemade because I made a ruling against that, but it's housemade, right?
Housemade.
Right, made on the property. Desserts like what?
We have our flourless chocolate cake, so it's gluten-free, which we, by the way, have a lot of gluten-free options on our menu. And that's been a mainstay on our menu since we opened after Sandy, is our flourless chocolate cake, because it's so decadent and people love it.
Oh.
We're also have a banana panna cotta. That is a new item for this season.
It's almost like onomatopoeia.
And a key lime ricotta cheesecake is another item that we have. Yes.
So you cover the gamut. You have the appetizers, you have the drink, you have the great meals and the wonderful desserts and so forth. So basically what we're saying is just about pretty much anything you want you can get at the Coast Guard House. So we encourage you to get down there and take a look and enjoy the scenery and so forth. And one more thing on the menu that I saw on the website, which maybe you can explain, buck a shuck. Who wants to take that?
We do buck a shuck in our shoulder seasons. So you'll have to come see us again in the fall because we don't have it presently, but we sell our clams and oysters Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 for $1 a piece.
Wow. Okay. So there you go. So that just adds to the getting just about something for every price range. Well, I thank you both for coming in and once again and talking about the Coast Guard House, or as we said at the top of the show, the United States Life-Saving Service House. That would have been a lot. That would have been my mouthful. I'm glad they changed it, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks
for you being here. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start riding to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart. Tune up and start to whistle while you wait.